The report looked at more than 100 separate incidents of domestic violence homicides. They found that in almost 40% of those cases, the perpetrators had threatened or attempted suicide before. Taylor Tabb headed up the reporting for the Georgia Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
To me, that 37% of perpetrators who were threatening or attempting prior to killing someone and then killing themselves represent the missed opportunity.
Missed opportunities, she says, because often when a domestic abuser is interacting with a mental health care or medical provider, the connections between that abuse and depression or suicidal thoughts get overlooked. Tab remembers a case from a couple years ago. A man had been stalking his wife who had made moves toward getting a divorce.
He had a history of depression, and he had, within 2 weeks before the murder-suicide, had just started taking antidepressants.
She says that's one place increased training has to happen.
Oh, this person is giving some kind of indication about there being violence in the home, or some of these other, what we would call risk markers, like access to firearms, or their partners recently left them, or they are subject to a protective order or something along those lines.
She says more people interacting with both domestic violence victims and perpetrators need to be trained to identify mental health issues and help persuade someone to access resources. That also includes law enforcement, court officers, and community members. As of last week, Tab's group is working with the state's Department of Behavioral Health to organize more of those trainings. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.